Almost 1 week ago, these lambs came into my world. Then they stood, they sucked, they ran in the fields. Meh, 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 meh. Now it's time for me to put a ring on their tails. And if they're male, can you guess where the second one goes? The second one goes, meh, 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 meh. Now, before you level animal cruelty at me, if you want your mutton, then this has to be done, has to be done, has to be done. Oh, I'm sure the lamb would say, become a vegan, a vegetarian. Of course I can relate and have nothing but sympathy. But this ain't happening to me, so ha 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 ha. Away from my testicles. Thanks, Paul said. My name is Michael Carney and I'm from Galway. I suppose it could be worse, I could be from Mayo. I'm delighted to be here. It's an honour to come down and judge the poetry slam. I've often gone to all Ireland slams, and I can tell you it's a roll of a dice. You come and it's... Well, what I love about slams is the mix of people, the different voices, the range of poems, and it's a great night. So anyway, I'm gonna plow on here. Pinky promise. After the Holocaust, we made a promise to the world, in front of every single child, that we'd never forget or allow it happen again. Until 1995, circa Srebrenica, knocks came upon humble wooden doors, as frenzied machetes wielding men tore them all down. But instead of helping the families inside chop their spuds, carrots and eggs, the cold, inanimate, sharpened steel simply sliced and diced these people to feed their dogs. 18 years later, Yankee Doodle, birds of prey, patrol sovereign skies, while 9-year-old Pakistani children address Congress and tell such fantastic stories of grey, dull, overcast days, the best, most perfectest days for them to play, as those are the days when the drones don't fly. Then grown adults, all swearing to listen, have their ears hardened by Lockheed Martin. Make a wish. In this sunny meadow, sheep bleat. Today is my birthday. The evening breeze blows out my candles. The sheep still bleat. Before I go, each guest will get some cake. Rude not to share. 5 pieces I will cut. The sun, the wind, the sheep, and me. The last piece I will keep for the moon. Save your thoughts at the end. I can get him one more extra poem. As Paul said, this is my second collection. It's called The Inexperienced Midwife. I'll give you a couple of poems from that now. This first poem is called Walking on Water. Out across the Turlock, hack and sledge, fishing, small buckets filling big barrels. 13 days the water pump has been on strike. Thankfully, minus 13 is extremely bipolar. A living ecstasy of concrete, soil and glass. Each blade, branch and rock, erotically clad in white balaclavas. I know it's them. I can see their eyes. This next poem was used as part of an augmented reality tour of Galway City and used in conjunction for the Capital of Culture bid for 2020. And even though I can't prove it, I like to think this is the poem that pushed them over the edge to award it all. Same sex. It's something truly fantastic. Secretly held love. Pure heroin in virgin veins. We came out in McDonough's fish and chip shop, held hands above the table and lips. Some of the diners couldn't care. Others said, ew, and finished off their haggis. Amen. Extreme deliveries deprive oxygen, but hallowed be the red lamp. Placing the lamb on my lap, he's slow at first, but soon finds second gear and discovers he's a throttle to back it up. Eyes loud, tiny tongue sucks, pucks the tit right off the bottle. I've seen this before. Despite all his attempts, the jelly in his legs will never sink. It's a hard journey to make into the shed to get the sledge. Three blind mice. Sorry, that was the alternate title. Prime Irish beef. I think it on purpose, I swear. Three blind mice. Oh, see how they run. They all run after the farmer's wife. She cut off her tails with the carving knife. Three blind mice. Put in a claim for compensation. But are told by their attorney, because they provoked her, they're entitled to diddly squat. Three blind mice want their pound of flesh. So instigate a cunning plan. However, due to their predicament, instead of entering the hitman or us door, three blind mice enter a cop shop and are promptly arrested for solicitation and attempted murder. Three blind mice, tried before a jury of their peers, ADA Jack McCoy prosecutes three blind mice, sentenced to 17 years. On appeal, it is ruled that the judge erred. Three blind mice get life. On the way to jail, they are eaten by a cat, which is then lured into a Chinese takeaway and becomes part of Peking Duck Surprise, which is ordered later that night by the farmer's wife, who contracts food poisoning and dies, owing to the special ingredient of the dog that was also used. Bon appetit. Advisory or whatever. Burden of proof. Mom, the priest, he. Teacher, the priest, he put his heart. Superintendent, the priest, he put his hard thing inside where I wee-wee. We know, but please, keep that safe, like a necklace, a souvenir, a rock, for when you go swimming. Now for something completely different. Bit of politics and social commentary. Requiem ad Dornum. Cis privilege and the patriarchy are on the march again. Tweets from the designated frontline safe spaces document daily. Man-terrupting, man-spreading, mansplaining, microman-aggressing men. We're told clapping can trigger PTSD. To help combat this, non-binary, genderless jazz hands are perfectly fluid. Then you get all pissy when people reasonably assume you're one of them Tumblr, furfag, otherkin, dragon queers, would equally pedantic prefer fur nouns. My, how Brangelina entertained us for a while, until the next episode where a porn star was robbed. She honeymooned in Cork with her husband, who, I'll have you know, invented music. I hope they didn't have to touch her. Hashtag armed robbers lives matter. If that's not your cup of tea, then walk off to the other channel, where we just we all over Islam, but don't you dare make a bleep joke and hands off the Holocaust. I hear there's a trouble tape for every hashtag greed and profitable pool of people. One for everyone in the audience. And you get offended. And you get offended. And you get offended. Meanwhile, we desperately scramble to Brexit approve the budget as we like and share stock footage of trite atrocities of gas babies in Aleppo. And Suicide Squad wins an Oscar. That really broad in Marvel, I'd say. whatever I meant. This next poem, it really scared me when it happened because it's based on true events. Do we all know what memes are?
No.
There are those old things on Facebook and the internet, or little jokes that that are dictating legislation at the moment. Funny, they are. This happened in. They're basically a joke. There's a picture and a text, and it's a punchline and a setup. Basically, it's a visual joke.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
Here's one. Harambe shot first. This happened in Germany. A couple of people shared some memes on Facebook and the police said, oh my god, you can't be doing that, and then they were arrested. So this is called alt-right, and that's right with a W. The police came knocking upon my door. They said they were not happy with the memes I'd shared. So into my hall they charged. Praise kick, would you like some milk? The super steps in, shaking and shrills. You won't understand until you unlearn, but it is my job to ensure that no one gets hurt over your problematic posts. I then simply called into question the state of their faculties, only to be Richard Spencer'd for being a Nazi. I no longer had rights than branded a Jew. Too tall to touch, the super stands, simply spinning the revolver's fist. So why do you do it then? Please, I beg, you mightn't understand. I only speak Anunnaki cuneiform. I've seen more channels lost than pages deleted. This is all I have now, that words have no meaning. The chamber was empty this time. Then billed me for damages to their boots. So the super marches off, proud to patrol their internet. While out in the Tumblrverse, in every comment section, the great meme war rages on. For those that are here that don't write and would like to write or are thinking about writing, this is a little formula on how to write a poem. It's called insert title. Opening sentence, comma, semicolon, full stop. Next few lines lost to editing. Sentence fragmented, dot dot dot, exclamation mark. Vague obscure reference to personal experience. Quotation marks, hyphen, colon, question mark. New paragraph, assonance with dissonant dissonance, more lines lost, closing line, end of poem. A very long haiku. It's called Paperwork. Passports for calves allow cattle travel through your lower intestine. And I'm going to finish up with this poem. Since it's almost Christmas. Santa's DUI. Oh, the shame. Santa out on bail. The reindeer are gone too. Put out the pasture on that farm where every pet goes. And replaced with a twin-engine plutonium guzzling sled. That hole in the ozone. Crimes against humanity are added to the charge sheet. Through his solicitor, Santa releases this statement. I'm sorry. You tried delivering trillions of presents in just one night. It gets stressful and tiring, and I don't get to eat. Those bloody cookies have made me diabetic, and I'm lactose intolerant. Poor Rudolph just couldn't hack it. I had to upgrade to keep up with the pace. Populations and demands have rocketed. 44 elves died last year. They work 24/7 all year round, not even a fag break, and all of them smoke. I'm on health and safety's naughty list. There's even talk of industrial action. I'm thinking of hiring cheaper non-union agency elves. And Mrs. Claus has filed for divorce. No more than anyone else these days, I too have to remain economically viable. Ho, ho. Thank you very much.
Yeah, everyone. Thank you all.